make yourself known to me today, God, in brand new ways. Today is the day there are so many competing expectations in my head, in my heart. They're all fighting for priority. I want everything to go well. I want everything to feel good. There is excitement to wake up to this day, and there is weariness mixed with anticipation. Please, please, please loosen my grip on all the things today. Loosen the death grip I have on your story and your love. That is all about life out of death. Help me to remember that this story will sing itself into reality today in ways I simply cannot orchestrate or plan for. Whether the sanctuary is brimming full or if it is the same few faces as usual, please help me remember that your story of salvation for me and for the world holds. It's still the same. And today, somehow, it's brand new. And it is what matters. So fill my heart with your certainty so that my ego can just take a minute, even just a minute. Fill me with your wonder at it all. Because you are perfect, and the church is not, and I am not, which is sort of the point. So remind me in new ways today, God, that your perfection, your power, your might come in the form of new life. They come out of death. Your power is giving second and sixth and millionth chances, restarts. It's resurrection, baby. Help me remember how subversive your love truly is. Help me communicate the life-changing love you are and that it is for everyone, even those in worship against their will or their better judgment. Just help me point to hope that we find in you and to not be discouraged when the rest of the world cries BS at our hope. We know this is no idle tale. This is love that saves. I pray for my family and friends, those who are closest to me and love me and have my back. There are expectations around family on a day like today, hoo boy, so help us breathe together. Help us take a beat and remember what it's all about. Please let the reality of the love of Jesus help us love one another well today. And I pray for my colleagues today too, who are doing this good, faithful work. It's a lot. And it is through you that we are together in this life of ministry. Thank you doesn't seem like quite enough to pray. But I know that you know what I'm trying to say, God. I love you. Amen. Oh, deep and joyful breaths today, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain. Happy Easter. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.